you doubt yourself because you had a less than ideal raising, a less than ideal childhood? Or are you worried about what people will think of you if you break from the norm? Or do you feel unsure about if homeschooling is right for you? The family in this episode wrestled with each of these questions as they started their homeschool journey. And today they're sharing their story with us. You're listening to the Homeschool Made Simple podcast. This is a podcast to help you homeschool simply, inexpensively, and enjoyably. Carol Joy Side has been helping families homeschool for several decades now through her literature-based approach to education. In this episode, Carol interviews Justin and Sissy Little, a homeschool family living in Arkansas. They didn't grow up as readers or ever imagine themselves homeschooling, but here they are. They share their story of going from doubt to confidence and gaining a shared vision for raising and educating their kids. Before we get into the episode, if you're ready to jump in and learn more about the Homeschool Made Simple approach, we have a special resource for you. We've put our essential teachings together to create the HMS Essentials Bundle. In it, you'll learn how to set a solid foundation for homeschooling with a Bible, a library card, and a math curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade. And the more than 20 pages of booklets will point you toward the very best resources to develop your own creative curriculum. Visit our online store at homeschoolmadesimple.net/store or click the link in the show notes. And don't forget to use coupon code podcast at checkout to receive 15% off the HMS Essentials Bundle. Now let's get into the episode.
All right. Well, I am so excited to have my new friends, the Littles, on with me all the way from Arkansas. And I've just begun working with Justin and Sissy, and they just had such an amazing story. As I was consulting with them, I said, could we just interview you on this podcast? Because you're like miracle children for this method. And it's just been such a joy to meet you. So welcome, Justin and Sissy Little.
Thank you so much.
So the first thing that struck me as I was consulting with you is you didn't exactly come from the model American Christian families. You both have come from rather challenging, I think, situations in your families. You want to just briefly talk about your lives and maybe a little bit about your history just for people to get to know you.
Okay, Justin tapped me, so I'm going to start. I was going to give him a chance, but he's going to let me go.
Yeah.
Okay, so we both grew up in public schools. We both came from divorced homes. He just shared his testimony publicly for the first time 2 nights ago, and we counted it up, and there were 16 marriages between the four of our parents. I lived in 13 houses from the time I was in the fifth grade to the 12th grade. He counted, I think, seven. So that makes seven or eight. So that makes over 20 houses that we lived in our childhood. So, yeah, we were not, I told Justin, when I think about that, and I say that I don't say it to dishonor our parents.
Right.
They did one thing right, and that was get us under the word of God, and mm-hmm. we can share more of that later. They got us into church, and I believe that helped us come back to God later on in our lives. But, yeah, we did not have the most ideal upbringing or family situation.
mm-hmm. Justin, you want to add anything to that?
We were just products of the world and in the lives that are in it. We both grew up doing basically what we wanted to do through high school and into our low 20s. Yeah, just doing what our flesh desires, you know, just living what people say, follow your heart and have fun, you know. We were products of that.
You were living in a Disney movie.
That's right.
Yes. We did everything the easiest way possible. I got good grades in school with no effort. I went through beauty school with no effort. Justin joined the military. That was easy for him. We both chose the easy route, and we were successful in those things. And it wasn't until the Lord pursued us that our eyes were opened and our lives were radically changed.
Wow. So talk a little bit about that, if you would. Tell me that story. Were you together when you met the Lord, or did you find him separately?
Well, you know, I said that our parents got us under the word of God. So Justin's dad's actually a pastor, and he can talk more about that. But before my parents divorced, we did go to church, and I remember asking Jesus into my heart as a little girl.
Yeah.
I didn't follow the Lord, though. You know, I asked him into my heart and I didn't understand what it meant to follow him. But I do want to say that I believe that is the day that God put a mark on my forehead, because after I had our first child, that is when I started turning to the Lord very slowly. That was in 2015. But I surrendered my life to Christ in 2020. And I'll share a little bit about how that happened. So in January of 2020, I started a 40-day prayer challenge. I started to realize how much of my life I had not let Jesus be the Lord of. I had always claimed Christianity, but I realized that I had never really lived it out. So I started to question everything. I started praying about my job, my kids attending school, and most importantly, our marriage. After the 40-day prayer challenge, I did a 6-week social media fast, and I truly feel that's when I got a clear vision of what the Lord wanted for us as a family. I ended up quitting my job, took my son out of public school, and I trusted God. And it seems like just yesterday, but as I look back on the last 6 years, I can't even begin to describe the faithfulness and provision of our Father. In the beginning, Justin was not on board for homeschooling, but with the help of God, I gently approached him and asked if he would consider it in prayer. So that is the key, ladies. That is the key to approaching your husband on any matter, and it's, will you consider this in prayer? So one day, Justin came home from work and told me that we were going to homeschool. So at the time, it was more of a decision to defy the government because they were making our kids wear a mask and all that. So, but I know now that that's what God used to work out his plan for us.
Now, Justin, so it was your idea at that point, not Sissy's?
That's, I guess, a woman's way of saying she planted the seed in my head and then make me feel like I'm the one who's making the decision.
Yeah, what a virtuous woman you're married to.
Yeah, exactly.
She honored you.
But yes, it was, the mask thing was kind of crossing the line for me. So, and that was obviously, the seed was already planted to homeschool. And I was beginning to wake up and start my spiritual growth during that time period too. So I was kind of like, let's just go for it. Maybe this is what we're supposed to do. So we started it.
Yeah. Now you have 4 children. Tell our listeners about the 4 kids, their names and their ages.
Tuff is our oldest. He is 10. And then we had him just like a year after we were married. And then Justin was deployed. He was in the military. So he was deployed to Africa. And then when he came back, we had our second child.
Yes.
Timber Kate. She's a girl. She's 6. Then, so actually that is about the time that, so that was 2019. So that's about the time that I realized I had tried everything. Nothing brought me complete joy, peace, and I still needed more of the Lord in my life. And then we, our marriage was not doing well. And so that's our biggest testimony. And we really feel like the Lord wants to use that to encourage marriages. Our biggest testimony is that we were not doing well in our marriage at all. And during the 40-day prayer challenge, as I said, the biggest thing I was praying about was our marriage, and that's the truth. And during that 40-day prayer challenge, I found out that I was pregnant with twin boys. So we have twin boys that will be 5 on December 16th. Their names are Trip and Trigger.
Okay.
So I'm trying to stay on task and not to tell too much of the story at once, but those are our kids.
Yeah. And you had told me that when Tuff, his name's spelled T-U-F-F, when Tuff was a little boy, you said to me that he was an iPod baby. Talk about that.
Mm-hmm. iPad baby. Okay. So yeah, I had a salon. I was a hairstylist.
Yeah.
And I... In our town, most children are in daycare from the time they are 6 weeks old until they can begin their lives at age 3, participating in T-ball and beginning school. And that is the community that we live in. Honestly, I love our little town, but seriously, like, the kids grow up when they're 3 years old, they can play T-ball, and it is very serious, and they can start pre-K. So, but I felt convicted about that. And so I thought I was doing good. And I brought Tuff to the salon with me and stuck him in front of an iPad. While I worked, he was on the iPad, and he stayed with me until he was 3 and a half and could start preschool. And I just followed the crowd and stuck him in there.
Yeah. So how old was Tuff when Justin came home and said, I think we should homeschool?
He was 4 and a half.
4 and a half. Okay. Okay. Got it. So then did you use a particular method when you started out, and how did that go?
Let's see. I had a friend that homeschooled her children, and she had told me about a specific homeschooling program that she used that was supposed to be the best of the best academically. So that's what I started with. It was okay for the first year, but by the second year, I started to feel like it wasn't right. Okay. And it was about this time that I randomly found your podcast.
Okay.
I took a sip of the Kool-Aid, and with Justin's blessing, we ditched all curriculum and dove into history. So that year, we just kind of did like an unschooling thing, and I followed the interests of Tuff, which was history and war, specifically in American history.
Yes.
So we learned all the things about that, and we both enjoyed homeschooling more than we ever had before.
Wow.
So I knew there was something to this at that time.
Yeah. So what was your perception about the changes that were taking place in your family? What were you thinking?
Well, as far as the homeschooling goes, I trust my wife in that sense.
Yes.
So I never really was honestly very concerned about it. I think my main concerns when we first started were the world thinking, you know, grandparents, that's maybe sometimes one of our struggles with how much of the world schooling are they, like, how much can they read? How much math can they do? Stuff like that, you know. Are my children staying up with the world standards?
Right.
That, I would say that was my main concern starting out homeschooling.
Okay.
But also, I grew up in the 90s where you go outside, you don't come out, you don't come inside, you know, to the light comes out on the streets.
Right.
So
on.
I wanted that also.
Mm-hmm.
So I was kind of torn between all of that with Tuff at this time.
Yeah.
I wanted outside,
yes,
bored. Get a stick, dig a hole, like that type of stuff.
I love it.
JJ Side here to tell you about a great new book from Crossway entitled The Hunt for the Kraken by Catherine Butler. You may know her as the author of the Dreamkeeper saga. And this is, for those in my generation, you'll remember, a choose your own adventure book. I used to rip through these as a kid, found them wildly entertaining. I'm so glad that Crossway is offering this series of gospel-centered Choose Your Own Adventure books, The Hunt for the Kraken by Catherine Butler. You can pick up a copy wherever books are sold, or you can visit crossway.org/kraken to learn how to get 30% off with a free Crossway Plus account.
Now, were you a forester when you started homeschooling, or were you still in the military?
I was a forester at this time.
You were. Okay. So, I mean, you're,
yes,
just
ma'am,
like the dream job of any homeschool dad is, you know, you are,
right,
living what I'm preaching. You're doing it as a career.
Yes, exactly. Yes. And Tuff goes to work with me every Friday.
One day a
on
week.
On Fridays, he goes with me. Yep.
Wow. That's so beautiful.
And now the other kids are like, we're 6, we're turning 5, because Tuff started when he was 5. So now we got to figure out how that's going to work.
Yeah. I can't have a whole bus full of kids trying to walk through a pine thicket.
No, but you'll figure it out. You'll figure it out.
Yes, I mean, ma'am.
This is just idyllic. So you jumped into this method, and, you know, you're probably trusting Sissy, but maybe a little bit sweaty palm there. And then,
right.
Right? But you came to a seminar in Dallas. Is that right? And tell me about
that.
Yes. Yeah, what brought you to that, and how did that come about?
So it wasn't until 3 years after I heard the podcast that we actually got to attend the seminar. And this is just another testament to the Lord. I had mentioned it to Justin a couple of times, but I knew I had to wait until he was ready.
Yeah.
And he has grown so much in the Lord and has just become the spiritual leader of our house. And as we were preparing for this school year, I mentioned it to him again, and he said that he would actually love to go. So that was a game changer. And it was the same thing. I asked him if he would pray about going.
Yeah.
But he had grown so much that he didn't even have to pray about it. He said that he would love to go. So yes, I was on crutches. The enemy really tried to keep us from getting there, but I was not going. So we got there. While we were there, it just felt like a huge piece of the puzzle came together. We sat on the front row and soaked in every word. Justin was inspired and encouraged and really took the lead in our homeschool after that. But getting to a seminar was really crucial for us. We were so overwhelmed with hope and peace and joy while we were there, surrounded by so many like-minded families. We loved the part where we broke up into regions and got to meet some of the families.
Yes.
We ended up becoming friends with several of them and have spent a weekend together with some of them since then. And I was booking our first consultation as soon as we drove away that day.
That is so fun. So you've met one of the families in your area who is just, they're like rock stars. And I guess they brought a whole busload of people with them from Arkansas, right, to Dallas?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
The beauty of coming to a seminar, there's so many things, but meeting those like-minded people. And Justin, did that impress you? Did you feel like you're the only man left standing before the seminar? And then did that change by being there with the other dads?
It did. It helped a lot, for sure, to know that, you know, we're not alone in this. And that, I think for me, to want to go to that was just my spiritual growth with the Lord, and to understand that I am the leader of the house, and that for me to be able to lead, I need to understand what's going on. I really want to get my mind wrapped around this. And the more I grow, and the closer I get to God, the more I realize I don't care what the world thinks at all, that my number one goal is to get my children to heaven. And that's all that matters. And you said something while we were there that I'll remember for the rest of my life. And it was something along the lines of, "Is you'd rather your child be a trash truck driver as long as it's going to heaven."
Yeah. Yeah, that we don't care if they go to Harvard. We care first and foremost that they're going to heaven. Is that what it was?
Yes.
Yes.
No, it was, "I'd rather my child be a godly trash
truck driver,
or maintenance man," or something like that, than an ungodly rocket science scientist, or something like that.
So true. So, so true. So that impacted you, put you kind of on a new trajectory.
It did. Yes, it did. And just everything that you do lines up with our beliefs, and also with just the way I was raised, in the sense of being outside, and that error of lifestyle is gone. It really is. And I want my children to be raised in a way where they're number one, they know the Lord, and they're connected to the outdoors, so that they understand why things are created, how it got here. And it just puts it all in perspective that their feet are on the rock, which is the truth of Jesus Christ, and that this place was created for us, and that it's just a temporary home, and that also the prince of this world is the devil, and that we have to be alert and aware of everything that's going on around us and the lies that are in it.
Yes. Yes. Wow. Tell me, what are some of your favorite things about homeschooling this way? Do you enjoy reading together as a family? Is that something you've been enjoying?
We do. Yes. So I have read, let me tell you, I've read more books in the last year of my life than I have my entire life. By far. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh.
And I'm like a fifth grader over here. My reading has improved. Like,
yes,
it's crazy.
It has.
And you know, and this all goes back to glory to God, because recently I've become the youth leader of our church.
Yes.
And I've also been asked to speak in different places. I read a devotional at our work every morning in the office, and all of these things. I was thinking the other day, goodness, I sure am glad I've been reading a lot. I would be nervous trying to stumble through these big words, sounding these syllables out in front of everybody.
We're also homeschooling.
Yes.
Well, that's it, isn't it? You finally get a real education when you're homeschooling your
children. That's right.
I know.
Yes.
I know. Have any books stood out to you, Justin? Any, like, as you're reading out loud, what are some books that you've really bonded with, or the kids have particularly fallen in love with? Anything?
So me and Tuff are on all the...
it's the Hatchet series.
The Hatchet. Yeah.
Gary Paulson. Yes.
My mother read me that one of the original The Hatchet when I was young, and I can still remember that. So I was going down memory lane as I was reading the book to Tuff, and now we're on like the fifth series.
The fifth book of the series. Yes. Something like that. Yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful. Sissy, any books that you've really bonded with?
Oh my goodness. I read to the kids all day. We have like five books going at a time. There's been so many books that I've loved. Tuff and I were talking about The Secret Garden earlier. We really liked The Secret Garden. The Door in the Wall.
I love Door in the Wall.
Yeah. Far Side of the Mountain.
Yes.
There's just been so many that I love. Mm-hmm. And then my favorite one that I've done with Timber is called, it's the children's version of Hinds Feet on High Places.
Yes.
Yes. And it is so wonderful. It's like, you know, the Little Pilgrim's Progress is kind of geared towards boys. I mean, it's really good. We all enjoy it, but it's kind of boyish.
Yes.
But the Hinds Feet on High Places is like the same thing, but for girls and with girly things. And we just loved it. Timber would say, oh my goodness, these pictures are so beautiful.
Oh.
And then she would beg me to read more and more. And that's one I think that we'll read over and over and over again together.
That book is a powerful book. It really is.
Yes.
Oh, there was a children's version. Is it the one from Tyndale that's illustrated, like a gorgeous illustrated version?
Yes, it is gorgeous.
I didn't know that was a children's version. Okay, that's fascinating. Yeah, that book is very powerful.
And then with the twins, we love Blueberries for Sal.
Oh, yes. I love it too. I love that book.
Yeah. Oh, that's the bear book.
Yes.
The bear book. Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
So if someone were just coming into this method or thinking about it, what would you say to a dad whose family is considering this method?
I would tell him to jump in and not look back, and to drink all the Kool-Aid, and to pray that their husbands would be on board. And that would be my biggest piece of advice, is to go to your husband first and pray together and ask him to pray over it. Because if you two are in agreement, nothing can stand against you. And honestly, when we are on the same page, I feel like I can conquer the world. It gives me so much energy and strength in my homeschool, so much confidence that I could care less what anyone else thinks when he and I are on the same page.
Wow. Whoa. Yes,
for sure. And I would add that it's very nice to know that nothing else is being diluted into my children, and I can have a confident good day knowing that I don't have to worry about anyone persuading my children into thinking anything or seeing anything bad. I can truly just keep my children safe here at the house. And that's very, in today's world, that's a piece that many people don't know.
It's a big deal.
And it's very nice.
It is. Yes. And you're living on acreage. Is it 24 acres? Is that what you got? 24?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. So your children really are free range children.
Oh, yes.
Yes, ma'am. So
sometimes cool. I'm like, where did they go? Like, should I be concerned? I haven't seen them in an hour.
But Justin would say, as long as they come home for dinner, we're good. Right.
Yes.
Yes. With four of them, all you have to do is just step outside and just listen. And you're going to hear them somewhere. Four children are pretty loud in the woods.
They sure are. That's amazing.
Miss Carol, can I share just like a couple of verses before we go?
I'd love you to.
I'll be really quick, but I just, when we were at the seminar, a lady asked at the end, you know, what do I do if my husband is not on board with this method and, you know, is not really supportive of this method? And I was just squirming in my seat. I wanted to go give her a hug, and I would have if I'd been able to see who asked the question. But a passage of scripture that I clung to during my waiting period was 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 1-6. So I just want to give that to any woman that may be in that position. Also, Romans 8:28, for those that, you know, their kids may be in public school right now and they may be just considering homeschool. I don't want anybody to feel like it's too late or they've gone too far. We know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them, because he turned my iPad baby into a joy-filled, intelligent young man that has manners out of this world and is a hard worker and has great character values. And sometimes I can let that guilt weigh me down of how, you know, the first 5 years of his life was, but the Lord has just really redeemed all that. So again, for the ladies, don't worry about the time loss. Just focus on God, trust God and obey his word. Psalms 37:3-9. And then a verse that you could pray is Psalms 51:12, make me willing to obey you. So read the Bible, read what it tells you to do as a wife and do those things and trust God with your husband and with your kids.
Hallelujah. You're a blessing, young lady.
Thank you, Miss Carol.
Keep drinking out of that well, you know, because
yes,
what comes in is coming out. The beauty of God's word and his spirit is coming right out of you. Well, Justin, would you close us in prayer and pray for some of these families? You know, they're just kind of cruising through podcasts and they find this, and who knows who's going to be listening to this someday in a traffic jam somewhere, dad coming home or whatever. And would you pray for those families?
Yes, ma'am, I would.
Thank you.
Dear Lord, thank you so much for this opportunity that you may share that your glory that you have blessed us with, dear Lord, that I ask that you just help any man that may hear this, dear Lord, that you just help them to understand that you are in control. And we just pray that you allow this this conversation that we have had, that it may touch people out there. We ask that it just gives them the confidence to know that they can trust in you and that there are other folks out there that are serving you and they're trying to raise their children in a way that brings you glory. And we just thank you so much. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. You guys are a joy. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Homeschool Made Simple podcast. If you like what you heard in this episode, please leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, or share this episode with a friend. It means so much when you help us spread the message of Homeschool Made Simple with others. Thanks for joining us this week on the Homeschool Made Simple podcast. Remember, Jesus' commandments are not burdensome. What he calls you to do, he will enable you to do. Blessings.